Can you describe that? What do you mean?
You know, because like? You can see who, you know, who's splurging for a new stereo, new computer, new TV, you know.
Because they're throwing
or new clothes. But yeah, because they're throwing all the other stuff out.
Yeah.
They're throwing out the boxes. Oh, look, this guy just bought furniture from IKEA. You know, you can tell, you know, oh, someone's sick in the house. There's a lot of tissues. You know, there's like empty cold medicine bottles. Oh, somebody's there, you know, somebody's sick. Or you see like the big diapers. Oh, somebody might be going through chemo. And then especially when we go dump the truck, if because they have the radiation, it's in the dump, we have radiation detectors. So when they back the truck in, there's radiation detectors. If it goes off, that means you have a hot load. There's radiation, so you can't dump it. So the truck is quarantined. You take the truck off, and then you have to walk through the ramp to see if you're contaminated. You get on the ramp, and the machine scans you, see if you have any radiation on you.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Yeah, I've gotten what's called a hot load, but it's more than likely it's from someone going through chemo because the radiation when they go to the bathroom exits in their bowels, and they're wearing usually Depends because they have no control
because
they're so sick. So they'll end up throwing it out with the garbage because it's garbage. You can't flush it down the toilet. So we end up getting a hot load. That didn't happen to me once in the whole time I've been on the job.
Do you feel like your ideas about garbage has changed? Like being working on sanitation and kind of being able to sort of
I can tolerate the stench of it. There was a time that it was tough. I mean, I almost lost it behind the truck a few times, you know, tossed my cookies because it was unbearable. You know, the winters are probably the best because the cold air just keeps everything from rotting faster.
And the summer's the worst.
Oh, and the summer's the worst.
Yeah.
Because you got, you know, the maggots and the juice in the hopper when it splashes. You got to be careful. Oh, it's just terrible.
Can you describe the smell of it?
Let me tell you something. It is probably, it's a cross between. Sometimes you get a delicious smell. It smells like fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you get, funny thing, this is not funny, but sometimes when you pick up from the Asian houses, they throw rice away.
Uh-huh.
And it's fried rice. And it smells wonderful. It does. It makes you hungry. You're like, oh my God, I think we're going to get some Chinese for lunch. Because some of their garbage is their rice. And it smells really good. And then there's stuff that is really, really rancid. You know, like putrid, rancid, that I can't even describe. It's a cross between dead human and best word I could describe is a medley of disgust, because it's just I can't explain it.
Okay.
You know, this is gonna sound this gross, but if you've ever smelled vomit from someone that vomited, if you've ever gotten that smell, just magnify that by like 1,000 times. It's that bad.
Is it like that a lot?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can smell it constantly.
How long did it take you to?
Oh man, it took me years.
Yeah.
Years to get. I would literally, when I would do garbage, if I know, you can see who's got the smelly garbage. You just know. Like I would pick up, I won't breathe behind the truck. When I dump the garbage, I won't breathe until I'm walking away from it. And even then, I've literally like had to walk away from it because I was heaving. Like I wanted to throw up because it was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you go to the dump to dump it, it's that it's bad too.
Bad.
Yeah, because you know, and it's not just, you know, it's not just smelly. It's also visually nasty. Because people throw out everything.
Where do you guys dump? Like what?
We have a dump actually a block away from our district.
Oh, okay.
It's on 50th Street and 1st Avenue. So IEC.
It's
the name of the company.
Okay.
And but the it took me about a good 6 years to get used to this.
So very recently.
Yeah, very recently. Right. Very recently.
Yeah.
But as far as the people, I really don't have bad people in my district as far as, you know, the way they see us. And for the most part, everyone says hello, good morning, how are you, thank you. And, you know, they treat us like humans, not like second-class citizens, you know.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said that the reason that Asians don't look at us is because in their country, or in China, sanitation is done by criminals. Mm. That's what he told me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my friend Wilson, he's Asian. Mm-hmm. You have to see him when he's over there. When he works in the Asian neighborhood, mm-hmm. in Sunset Park, mm-hmm. he screams at them in Cantonese, mm. or Mandarin, I think it is. I think it's Mandarin.
So he's Chinese?
Yes. Okay. And he's giving these people an earful. What is he saying to them? I have no idea, because I don't speak Mandarin. But he's letting them know, you know, because I'm sorry to say that they're the ones that put the garbage out the worst, in the worst way.
Really? I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, because, you know, if you have 10 bags that weigh 100 pounds each, why would you put them all in one bag? You think I'm Superman? You gotta remember that. You gotta remember that. When I get to your house, you may not be the first house. You may be the 500th house that I visited today. Mm-hmm. So I'm very tired. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you put out 10 bags that weigh half as much, mm-hmm. than one bag that weighs 10 times as much. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. So he yells at them about that all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, and this is where I say that they don't know English. They claim they don't know English. But when you leave something, it's funny how they know English. Oh, you left my garbage. Oh, you speak English. Oh, well, listen, let me school you on something here, buddy.
Yeah.
And I let them know. Listen, you know, and they'll motion to you like, you know, take it. And I look at them like they're crazy. Mm. And I go like this. If you can pick it up, go ahead. If you can pick it up, then I'll pick it up. Mm. If I can't pick it up, and you can, there's something wrong here, because I'm twice your size, and if I can't pick up that garbage can and you can, there's something wrong. So pick it up. Mm-hmm. So he tries to drag it. He can't move it. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it weighs like 500 pounds. Mm-hmm. Because they load it up with all the garbage, mm-hmm. of however long, whether it be 2 days or 1 day. It's a lot of, and they eat a lot of shellfish. So the shells are heavy. Mm-hmm. A lot of shellfish. They love snails too, because I've seen them.
The shells.
Yeah, because they break in the hopper. Once you cycle it, and they break, and they're all over the place. You could see them. Mm. So I know they eat a lot of shrimp, a lot of clams, a lot of oysters. They eat a lot of fish. Mm. But, and I tell him, so he tries to drag it and he can't move it. And I'm like, you see, too heavy, no good. Mm. I said, take it out, put 5 bags. And they nod, okay.
Do you feel like people have changed?
And yeah, and if they don't, next time, because we don't have to pick it up. We have to be able to pick up to 70 pounds. That's, anything over 70 pounds, if I can't lift it, I'm not lifting it. Mm-hmm. I'm not hurting myself. Mm-hmm. Not doing it. And our job knows that. Right. And they tell you, if it's more than 70 pounds, you don't have to lift it. Mm-hmm. Even with your partner. Mm-hmm. I don't have to take it. So, right. And if they don't, you know, remedy the situation a couple times, I'll leave the garbage. And I'll leave it. And I'll tell them, no, I'm not taking it. Mm-hmm. Not until you learn. And you see how quickly they learn. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the recycling. Mm-hmm. If they mix it, I don't take it. I put it back behind that fence. Mm-hmm. Take the bag and put it behind that fence. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, and you'll see, people are looking out their windows. Some people have nothing better to do than wait for sanitation to pick up their garbage. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. They're out there. You could see them. And you know, and most times, hold on a second. Can we pause it for a second?
Yes, definitely.
The recycling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know. So, you know, and they'll chase you down the block. Oh, you left my, no, I didn't forget it. I left it. It's mixed. You got to separate it. Mm. I let them know that, you know.
Does that happen often?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, because some people, you know that something's not right when they're looking out the window and they're looking to see if you take their garbage. And people think that they're smarter than you. Listen, just because I'm wearing a green uniform and I'm picking up garbage doesn't mean I'm stupid.
Mm, right.
Not by any means. I'll take that. Like, if you feel a pail that's really, really heavy, mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, there's probably rocks in there. Mm. And you take out the bags of garbage, and sure enough, there'll be like a couple of bricks or a couple of rocks.
Why would people throw
it? Because they're throwing it away. Because they're cleaning out their yard or whatever, and they want to throw it out. But that's not my job to take your rocks.
Right.
That's not household garbage.
Right.
So I don't have to take it. And some people think they're smart. They'll put it in the garbage can. So I leave it and I put it back behind that fence. Mm. You know, why don't you just put it out and ask me, could you take it? Mm-hmm. All right, I'll take it. No big deal. It's biodegradable anyway. Mm-hmm. Stone. You know, it's going to go to the landfill. Mm-hmm. But you know, try to be sneaky. You know, that annoys me. Mm-hmm. I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. Don't try to think you're going to pull a fast one. You know, like I said, I'm wearing green. I'm picking up garbage, but I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, I can pretty much tell by picking up a bag if it has plastic or bottles in there. Mm-hmm. And if it has plastic or bottles... Really? I don't have to take it. Mm. It's contaminated. Mm. You have to recycle. Mm. It's the law. It's not a city law. It's a federal law. Mm. So, if you don't want to separate it, I'll leave it. I'll call my boss. You'll get a summons.
Have to actually separate trash from.
Yeah, recycling. You're supposed to. And you're supposed to wash your recyclables too. You're supposed to.
Do you think most people do that?
You know what? Most people don't. I do. Because I don't want my recyclables stinking out my house. Mm-hmm. So I wash them. Mm-hmm. I wash my bottles. I wash the jars. I wash everything. I don't want a mess. Yep. But most people, they don't. And then people, you know, it's common sense. If you have a full jar of whatever, it's not recyclable. Why? Because the contents are still in it. Mm-hmm. So why would you put it with recycle? It's amazing how the simplest things... people don't get right.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people do that?
I just think they don't know. They're not informed, but that's something that's common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's empty, okay, and it's plastic, recyclable. Mm-hmm. If it's plastic, it's a jar, and it's full of whatever, not recycle. Mm-hmm. It's garbage. Mm-hmm. You have to put it with the garbage. Then you can put it with the garbage. Mm-hmm. They'll put Tupperware containers with food still in it in the recycle.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
I get that a lot. And I put it back. I'm like, listen. And some people will come out and they'll try to fight with me. I'm like, listen. It has food in there. It's garbage. Mm-hmm. Separated from the recycle. So I'm telling you nicely. I put it behind your fence. I'm doing you a favor. Because if I don't put it behind your fence, my boss is going to come... see that I left the bag and come and look at the bag and see that it's mixed and he's going to give you a summons for improper disposal. I'm doing you a favor. Mm-hmm. You don't appreciate it? No problem. Because next time, I'll make sure you get the summons because I'll leave the bag where it is. I won't move it and you'll get your summons.
What do most people say?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, like some people, you have to be a little crass with them because, you know, some people just, they mistake kindness for weakness. Mm-hmm. And you know, they don't make that mistake with me because I'm just big, so I guess they get intimidated.
You're intimidating.
You know, yeah. So, but I, you know, you have to know how to talk to people. Some people, you just have to be a little bit harder when you talk to them because they don't get it. Mm. It's simple. You know, there's certain things that I just don't like, and that's one of them. Mm-hmm. Makes my job, I don't like it when they throw out containers of whatever, ammonia, Clorox, and it still has stuff in the jar because people have gotten killed on this job because of that.
Do you know anybody who's ever gotten really seriously injured?
I never met him personally, but before we came on the job, they told us about a sanitation worker who they were throwing out recycle when they were doing rear loader. It wasn't they weren't using split bodies back then. It was just a big truck with a big open back. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a split body like ours, which is two small sections. They threw bottles of containers, and one of the bottles had acid in it. I think it was sulfuric acid. Mm. And when he cycled it, it sprayed. And as it sprayed him, he inhaled and he burned his insides. And he died. Gosh. He died. So, you know, from the fumes, killed himself.
Do you worry about that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever we throw anything in the back of the hopper that's, you know, has liquid in liquid form, you got to be careful. Mm. I don't stand back there when it cycles because if it's acid or and it splashes out, you're gonna get hit.
Yeah,
you know, and you should see just with regular water, when you put enough bags in there, mm-hmm. you should see how far it shoots out of the back of the truck.
How far does it shoot out?
Like 3 or 4 car lengths.
Wow.
Yeah, because of all the pressure from the bags that's pushing against the juice in the hopper,
yeah.
It just sprays out. And you can see the, like a spray cloud. Mm. So imagine if that's acid. You know, you don't want to be standing there. And I normally don't stand there because I don't want to get splashed with anything. Mm. Very rare the times I've gotten splashed. You know, like, yeah, I've gotten splashed with water from the rain. Because mm-hmm. thank God when it rains, all the juice, you know, they have plugs on the side of the hopper. You can take the plug out and it drains. So it cleans it out. So you have a nice clean hopper. Yeah. And it's just usually full with water sometimes. And then sometimes if they don't take the plug out, it's just full with nasty water. And that's how you're not supposed to, but sometimes people are literally on top of you when you're working behind the truck. Mm-hmm. And that annoys you because A, they're getting too close to you, and B, you know, you're afraid you're going to get hit. Mm-hmm. So when you have a lot of juice in there,
no.
you load up the hopper mm-hmm. with as many bags as possible until mm-hmm. it's really, really packed, and then you cycle it. Mm-hmm. You cycle it. When it comes down, you push the handles up and run for cover. Mm. And that car that's too close, he usually gets the hint after that because he gets covered in it.
And they learned their lesson.
Yeah, and then you see how quickly they stay back. Yeah. Because, you know, guys have gotten hit.
Right.
A guy not too long ago, one of the guys in our garage, he was working in his other garage that he was at before he transferred back to our garage. And he's doing the garbage, minding his own business. And he hears like a car screeching. So he turns around. He turned around. He saw a car barreling down on him. And he jumped out of the way. Mm. He would have got pinned. This is the back of the hopper. Mm-hmm. His legs would have been pinned. Because the car came this way. Mm. Would have pinned him. Would have killed him.
Yeah.
He jumped out of the way. He hurt his knee. But he jumped out of the way. Otherwise. And the car. Right under the hopper. Jeez. Now his partner got out. I'm like, oh, what happened? I don't know. He's got lost control or something. The guy was drunk. Mm. Drunk driver. Now they're supposedly in the process of getting his vests, reflective vests, like DOT, mm-hmm. because so that people can see us.
That makes sense.
It does. I mean, our uniforms have reflective stripes on them. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, it's really not really very visible when it's raining out and it's dark. Mm-hmm. You know, because we're out there when it's still dark out. 5:30 in the morning, it's still dark out there.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, the sun now is starting to rise about 6:30, mm-hmm. so it starts getting, but it's, you know, when we first get out those doors at 6 o'clock, it's dark out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more so when, you know, with the daylight savings, when you turn back the clock, mm-hmm. it's even darker till 7.
Right.
Sun doesn't come till 7:30.
Right.
So, dangerous. But, yeah, I'm always, you know, you're always constantly looking back when you're behind the truck because, you know, you get uncomfortable. I learned that almost the hard way. I was getting out of the truck one day, mm-hmm. and I don't know why I didn't. I always look back when I get out of the truck,
mm-hmm.
and one of those days I got comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I stepped out of the truck. I usually step out backwards and I look behind because mm-hmm. I grab the handle. This time I turned around and I stepped out, facing forward.
Uh huh.
I didn't take a step in a bus.
Oh.
Like this.
Wow.
Literally right here. That I was like, I just leaned back into the truck. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I almost got killed. The bus driver, he stopped at the light, he opened the door and he got out and he was like, you all right? I'm like, wow. I was like, yeah, man, thank you. Sorry. I apologized. He was like, oh my God. He goes, I thought that I was going to hit you.
Mm.
He goes, you came out so fast, he goes, I didn't even have time to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That literally, he didn't even have time to blow the horn.
Mm-hmm.
I just stepped out like that, and I've never done that since.
Mm-hmm.
But guys have done that. Like this one guy, not too long, a couple months ago, stepped out of the truck. This old lady just barreled him, just blasted him. Has a swelling of the brain, he has broken legs, broken arm. Fractured skull too. Yeah, he was in bad shape. She claimed that, you know, that he just jumped out of the, and the other guy was like, no, he was already outside the truck, mm. walking back when she barreled him down.
Mm.
He didn't just get out of the truck. Yeah, because she tried to say that he just walked out of the truck,
mm.
and he didn't. He was already out on the street when she barreled. And thank God there was an eyewitness who saw the whole thing.
Mm.
Old lady, she was like 80 something years old. Yeah. You know, she's. Just see him.